Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
Yeah, well, there is a lesson to be learnt. Whether they learn it or not, I don't know, Anthony. 131873 is my telephone number. Now, on the line right now is Dr. Sarah Graham from the United States Study Centre at Sydney University. Dr. Sarah Graham, good afternoon.
Hello.
Has Trump won?
It's looking fairly likely at this point. We're still waiting on Wisconsin, that big state that's looking pretty good for him at the moment. And once that's called, and Michigan as well, it'll be done.
So you say once Wisconsin and Michigan falls to Trump, if they fall to Trump, that'll be the time to call it that he's won it.
Yeah, I'm tallying up the Electoral College votes. We've got 10. That brings him to 254 and then 16. So that'll take him over the line.
And in many of these swing states, I mean, Hillary Clinton took it for granted, didn't she, to a degree, that they were going to be in her bag?
She did. The polling was simply off. I've had a look at this. Obviously, it's a pretty stunning result. You know, a lot of the polls were within the so-called margin of error. So pollsters will say, look, not our fault. You know, a bit like Brexit, we didn't pick it, but it's just remarkable how much polling's been done, how many calculations have been done on the sort of the percentage to win through the college, and they've just been really off.
As we're talking, and Dr. Sarah Graham from the US Study Center at Sydney University, Nevada has just gone the way of Hillary Clinton, so we can tick that off the list. That's another one of the battleground states. So Hillary Clinton has won Nevada, and that adds to Colorado, Virginia. But the rest of them are Donald Trump: Georgia, Iowa, North Carolina, Florida, Ohio, and we think Wisconsin. Fox News is already calling that for Trump, but not quite yet. How do you sum this whole thing up? I mean, you have been watching this thing very closely for a long time now. It feels like it's been the never-ending election over there in the United States of America. How do you sum up what's happened there for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton?
Well, the anti-establishment feeling is clearly what's driven Trump's popularity and this result. After all, consider Trump's done this without the support of his party. The ex-president from his party didn't vote for him. Mm. He's spent less money. He's done less TV. He hasn't had the so-called ground game, those kind of local organisations, kind of door-knocking and things like that. So it's testament to the strength of anti-establishment feeling, I think anti-Clinton feeling, and a real sort of intention, I think, on the part of voters to kind of kick politics as usual in the teeth and bring in a really outside figure.
He's also survived controversies that in any other place on any other day would have killed off the candidate.
Indeed, and I think that just adds to that broader point there, that Americans are desperate for a change to their politics, and Trump has seemed to bring it. I mean, the other issue here, I've been following, for example, Pennsylvania, which is, according to what I'm looking at, still quite a toss-up, but leaning red too. I was interested in the turnout question, so I had a look, for example, at some of the counties in Pennsylvania where we'd sort of have moderate and affluent Republicans, and they're those counties like Chester, south of Philly. There, you know, if Hillary Clinton was going to clinch it, I would be expecting to see swings to her. And actually, in Chester County, I do. She's up 10 points over Trump. That suggests to me that what's going on in other parts of the state and the country is turnout, that he's actually turned out a lot of voters that haven't been polled or that haven't voted before, and that might be why our polls were so awry and why this is just such a startling result.
Yeah, well, I got to say, that was the thing that made me feel all the way through that Donald Trump was going to do a lot better than people were saying, just the fact that his base were angrier to a degree. I was about to say more inspired and more motivated, but to a degree, they were just a lot angrier. They were more likely to get out there and vote.
That's right. And pollsters also made that point. And, for example, you know, Premier pollster Nate Silver said that you know, he thought that polls were really unpredictable and that he didn't have a lot of confidence in some of his results. But, yeah, the negative side of this campaign, the fact that it's an unpopularity contest, if you like, who can sort of not be so unpopular as to drive people away. The negative nature of this campaign has also sort of driven this interesting phenomenon, I think. And obviously, it's going to take a while for people to figure out exactly why our expectations were so off. But I think it's new turnout and that shy Trump voter that's come out of the woodwork and really led to his good position at this point in time. The race isn't over.
No, well, I know we can't believe every poll, and we certainly can't put too much stock in social media, but I thought this was interesting. So both of the candidates sent out their final tweet on election morning. Hillary Clinton said, "Today let's show the world that love will always trump hate." Donald Trump tweeted, "Today we make America great again." Hillary Clinton received 12,000 retweets and 24,000 likes. Donald Trump received 296,000 retweets and almost 500,000 likes. So there are more people out there who are clicking yes for the Donald than for Hillary Clinton. But as you point out, it's not over yet. Great to talk to you, Doctor. Thanks for your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Dr. Sarah Graham from the United States Study Center at Sydney University.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.